Well, as we hear the traditional Mosteur, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to show 273 for December 8th, Hanukkah coming up. And I want to remind you that the best present you can get for your children, grandchildren, friends are CDs of this wonderful, wonderful soul music. There's a lot out there, but let me make a recommendation. Some of the latest in fine cantor recordings, of course, Yankee Lemmer, Zvi Weiss, Shai Abramson, Gideon Zellermeyer, and Yaakov Motzen, all available at your nearest Jewish bookstore or record shop or whatever. It'll be a lifelong present, used, hopefully, lifelong, and perhaps getting someone started in love for this terrific soul music. Okay, so let's see. Next Saturday evening, there's a concert with Yaakov Motzen and Yitzchak Meir Helfgott at Park East. And you've got in the calendar, you see all the things that are going on. There's an interesting concert on Sunday, December 14th. Zamir Karel Foundation, conducted by Matthew Lazar. That's at 7:30 at Merkin Concert Hall. Should be wonderful. You can call, I'll give you a phone number, 212-501-3330. 212-501-3330. Mati does a great job with Zamir and choruses and the like. I point out to you that on the 20th, Yankee Lemmer, Sherwood Goffin, and Eitan Katz will have a Hanukkah dinner and concert at Lincoln Square Synagogue. You can contact Lincoln Square Synagogue, 212-874-6100, 212-874-6100. By the way, if you're not on my cantoral calendar list, it's very simple. Just give me a send your email to my address, cbjmusic@aol.com, and you'll find out what's going on. Try and expand this, and I know there's things going on all over the world. I always make a plea for people to send me flyers and information, and maybe you'll take it upon yourself to keep me informed also. Okay, let's get to the Hanukkah music, getting ready. This week and next week, the first hour will be filled with terrific Hanukkah music. There's an album called Hooked on Hanukkah. So let's begin with the brachas from that album.
Baruch atah.
Okay, this is from an album, Hooked on Hanukkah, by Avraham Rosenberg, presenting a music by Vladimir Greenberg. Okay, Hooked on Hanukkah. I guess it's available. Yeah, or you can listen. This is Al Hanisim from the album Hooked on Hanukkah. Different. This Hooked on Hanukkah, and this next selection is Hooked on Hanukkah.
Thank you. Colonissimi alla porto.
Okay, they certainly went through all the songs, or most of the songs related to Hanukkah. I'll be repeating some of these, different versions of the same selection, the same song. And hey, listen, we have 30 versions of the Kiddush, right? So we'll have to, you'll have to hear some very interesting other versions. Let's get back to the last selection that I'll be playing on Hooked on Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah, O Hanukkah.
I pray, live the life.
Okay, that was all from the album Hooked on Hanukkah. We'll be playing a couple of different tunes. I hope you'll enjoy this. This is Michael Gelbert and a rather different version of I Have a Little Dreidel. Michael Gelbert is from the album Zamir Corral of Boston Lights, Music for Hanukkah.
Have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. Oh dreidel, 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 oh, I made it out of clay. Oh dreidel.
I told you it'd be a little different. It's a lot different anyway. I play it every year. It's a lot of fun. It's, as I mentioned, it's from the Zamir Corral of Boston album. This next selection is from someone, Mark Cohen. I'm not familiar with Mark Cohen, but he does this very interesting version of Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, let our song praise your saving power. Thou midst the raging foes, you were our sheltering tower, our sheltering tower. Thank you. saving power. Thou amidst the raging force, you were our sheltering tower, our sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but thine arm veiled us, and thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us, and your word broke their sword when our own strength failed. Oh, rock of ages. Oh, yeah. Children of the wanderers, whether free, whether free or fettered, wake the echoes, wake the echoes of the song, where you may be scattered, where you may be scattered. All right. Yours the message sharing that the time is nearing, which will see all men free and tyrants disappearing. I hope we see all men free and tyrants disappear.
Different, wouldn't you say? I hope you enjoyed that. Next, we'll be hearing from, if I could get this to work, and it's not working. You know, when something doesn't work, we say it's a technical difficulty. And let me see if I can solve this without going into a panic. Here we go. Let's see. This is hopefully from an album, The Spirit of Hanukkah. It's featuring Alberto Mizrahi, David Propus, and Meir Finkelstein, three fine chazanim. Oh no, it's not working. Let me just try it one more time. And if not, we'll have to move on to the next piece until I solve this. Okay, on to the next piece. 1963. Were you alive in 63? Let's see, how old was I in 63? 27? Is that possible? Yeah. Seymour Silbermans. And Jeff Dalby, if you're listening, I know that's your late father-in-law. He was terrific with choirs. And he came out with an album, Hanukkah, Seymour Silbermans and the Boys. And I haven't played this album in a long time. We're going to hear the first side of this terrific medley, Seymour Silbermans and the Boys.
Thank you. Hanukkah, ye may Hanukkah, anirosa lolo, anirosa lolo, kodesh kodeshim, vein lanu reshus lehistamish pohem, elonirosa bilvod, vein lanu reshus lehistamish pohem, elonirosa bilvod.
Okay, we're interrupting the Silbermints. Solve the problem on the other one. So we're going to hear I Have a Little Dreidel. This was with Alberto Mizrahi, David Propus, and Meir Finkelstein, three wonderful cantors. We'll get back to Silbermints after this in the next selection. Just mixing it up a little. Well, you could tell that was before a live audience at a Hanukkah celebration. This is cantor Stephen Blaine, and something a little different. I think I played this in the past. This is called Hanukkah Hip Hop.
Thias, Mattathias, go, Mattathias, go, Judah the Hammer. Mattathias, Mattathias, go, Mattathias, go, Judah the Hammer. In Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, 163 BC, our holy temple stood majestically. Inside our temple, the menorah stood. It was made of gold, that plain old wood. Its seven branches glowed each day from olive oil, made a special way. The Kohen Gadol, the highest priest by far, slapped his kosher seal on every jar. Then the Syrian army came to town. Their Greek king Antiochus was really a scoundrel. He ordered the Jews not to try to pray or study their Torah or have a nice day. He scared a lot of Jews and he killed them too. Oh, what were they supposed to do? Then a man named Mattathias had had enough, and with his son Judah, they got real tough.
Mattathias, go, Mattathias, go, Judah the ham.
Mattathias,
go, Mattathias,
Judah the ham.
Go, Judah the ham.
Mattathias, go, Mattathias,
Judah the ham.
Go, Judah the ham.
Mattathias,
go,
Mattathias,
go,
Judah the ham.
Go, Judah the hammer.
Called the Maccabees. Maccabee means hammer to you and me. They hid in caves by day and attacked by night, and showed King Antiochus they sure could fight. Mattathias and Judah the hammer. Ain't no heroes come from Alabama, but from Israel, from Jerusalem. Are you down? Are you down with that, my friends? There were idols all around, so the Maccabees knocked those idols down. Since their holy temple was desecrated, it needed to be rededicated in a ceremony called a Chanukah. They needed olive oil for the menorah. But there was only enough to burn for one day. And it would take a week to make new oil, okay? Still, the Jewish people believed in Hashem, who made a miracle happen for them once again. The oil stayed lit for 8 days and nights. Oh, you should have seen those miracle lights. Yes, the oil stayed lit. What I say is true. So happy, happy Chanukah to you!
Yes, happy Chanukah to you. Well, I'm not into hip-hop a little, but that was just one shot. Okay, let's get back to, I'm playing, this is the first side of the record album. Remember records where you had two sides? This is Seymour Silverman's and the Boys, continuing with Chanukah medley.
Come on, Isabel. Thank you.
Well, as we hear the Hanukkah theme, it's Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this pre-Hanukkah program, getting you ready for the great holiday. And I'm getting ready with my latkes. More about that next week. You know, every year I make about 200, 250 latkes. Well, what can I tell you? I'm a frustrated restaurateur. Speaking of that, you'll find the interview with Pini Ben-Ari coming up of interest. I'm sure you'll enjoy that, and I hope you enjoyed this particular program. Don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Remember, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Look, you're at the computer right now. When you stop, just go to your list, you know, your mail list, and say to somebody who loves this music and doesn't know about the program, just tell them that this is on the air. I want to spread the word. That's all I ask you to do is help me with that. So shalom, everyone.